Let's start with person-centered planning and delivery. This section includes identifying what is important to the person, as well as what is important for the person, including preferences for when, how, and by whom direct support services are provided. Notice the distinction between important to and important for. It is important that staff recognize and support things that are important to an individual, such as respecting an individual's history, dignity, and cultural background. You can use this information to develop meaningful outcomes for the individual, as well as activities and programming at home. Terrence grew up in Louisiana, and having Cajun food is important to him. You could implement a menu that incorporates that style of food, or you could design an outcome that helps him learn Cajun-style cooking. It is also important that staff recognize what is important for an individual. This includes things such as maintaining personal hygiene, adherence to medical orders, and learning to engage in the community. What are some ways that you could develop person-centered supports for things that are important for an individual? Some suggestions include finding medical providers that they like and with whom they feel comfortable sharing their personal information. Discovering subjects that interest them by planning trips to local museums, festivals, and other community events. Developing ways to make hygiene tasks more appealing and pleasurable.